America. Mary Baker Eddy indicated that she could not have discovered Christian Science in any country except America. A few of the things that could be relating to this would include freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to have the right to assemble, freedom to peacefully protest if one did not feel that the elected officials were following the desires of the population. And there are other things also that could be considered. America was formed from primarily Europeans who were fed up with the oppression and the suppression of what an individual should have as freedom to be able to do these kinds of things. So the people that came here to form this country were escaping from the opposite of freedom. Also the right to bear arms so they could protect themselves. Also not to be taxed without representation of the people. Unfortunately, over the years, one by one, these items have been removed or been violated by the government, whereby the population no longer has the right to do these things in the freedom manner in which they were intended to be provided to the population. Right now, Congress is trying to pass a bill whereby the president has power to force a company to be divided up and sold if it was promoting anything that was against what the government was doing. This gives broad sweeping measures and power to one individual. The president is supposed to be administering the laws that are passed by the Congress, and that Congress is only supposed to be passing laws that are for the benefit and to protect the rights of the population instead of removing the rights from the population. When the country was formed, the founding fathers said, "Here you are, here's a republic, now let's see if you can keep it." What has happened is we've lost almost every single one of the liberties on which this country was founded. Christian Science promotes freedom of self-thinking. In other words, not to be under the control of someone else's thoughts. However, the government has been actively exercising mind control over individuals and collectively and universally. They actually have departments and agencies that are practicing mind control over the entire population. One of our highest categories of agencies that is supposed to be protecting the population is exercising mind control for the purpose of people changing their thoughts and yielding to the government agency's desire, which of course are led by corrupt people. As an agency by itself, does not do anything, but it is the people that are in the agency that have evil motives which are exercising these things which are removing the liberties from the population. it has been said in recent times that if the evil so-called forces on planet Earth can take down America, in other words, subjugate it to total control by those who want to control the world called planet Earth, that then all of the other countries would follow, because America is supposed to be the leader of freedom. Mary Baker Eddy warned the Christian Science population that if they did not protect the country, that it would be lost, and we would go into a long extended period of dark ages that was deeper and longer than had ever been experienced in this country previously. In fact, the world. According to the history of planet Earth, the dark ages that we are all familiar with, if we read the history books, started around 325 AD and lasted up through about 1500 or so. And that period was called the Renaissance, where planet Earth was actually renewing itself with independent thinking. One of the great things that helped in doing this was the invention of the printing press. And of course, now with the internet and digital technology, we can transfer thoughts, books, complete libraries through digital means using the internet. So there's not even a need to use the printing press. One can type up thoughts and transfer the information instantly to anyone that is connected to the internet. Information can be encrypted to the point that it's private. Although this wonderful technology has been developed, governments are specifically limiting the transmission of information that is not in compliance with their evil desires to control the population. They're taking the rights of people away to even protest about things that the governments are doing that are against the wishes of the population. The media is under total control that is outside the rights and liberties of the individuals, so that the information cannot even be seen by individuals or transmitted to other individuals. Governments spy on their own citizens without any legitimate reason whatsoever other than to control them. This is exactly the problem that Mary Baker Eddy warned us about. She said if Christian Scientists don't do their work, we will go into this long period of the Dark Ages. Dark Ages means that everything is basically stifled. They're trying to control food, energy, and money. They've increased the price of these things by a factor of a multiple of what they were only 3 or 4 years ago. They're destroying food processing plants, they're destroying the production, the ability to produce food. The government has just started fires that are the biggest fires in the history of America and have burned up the beef industry. They are controlling the weather. They are starting fires, earthquakes, temperatures, rainfall. They're creating tornadoes, floods. This is all through technology that has been developed for controlling the population. Mary Baker Eddy had a team living in her home, working mentally under her direction to protect our liberties and to prevent the very thing that is happening since she is no longer on planet Earth in visible form. The top intelligence agency teaches their staff to lie, cheat, and steal. We have a video from the director who is saying this very same thing. He made a speech to new people coming into the military, and the audience laughed when he told them that they had training courses to teach the staff how to lie, cheat, and steal. This is the director of the agency telling an academy of one of the military groups of new cadets, and they laughed at it. This is not a laughing matter. This is trying to mold the character to a high standard to protect our country. And they're being taught to lie, cheat, and steal. What kind of a country would one expect to be the result of this kind of staff? People out there with guns and bombs, nuclear weapons. Technology that can control the weather, create fires. Just this last week, there was a bizarre storm of snow in the Great Lakes area where the snow was synthetic. It does not melt and it does not burn. In other words, heat does not melt it. They were plowing it, and this one lady noticed it was very strange, and there was a big glob of the snow, and they couldn't break it up. And so when the husband came home, he used a pick on it and a blowtorch. They couldn't break it up. They could only roll it out of the way. They said it seemed to be made out of something like styrofoam. We are at the precipice of losing the country to evil in many forms. And if we lose it, we will go into a dark ages, as Mary Baker Eddy prophesied. That would be more difficult and last longer than the one that lasted some 1,200 years. Is the status of where we are right now becoming clear? If we don't change what we're doing, are we going to see a need to be applying the principles of Christian Science starting yesterday? If we don't wake up, we will be asleep and lose it for centuries upon centuries. They are trying to mass hypnotize the population to be happy, to own nothing. In other words, every asset is under the control of the government. To eat bugs. Are you kidding me? They're destroying the food. Destroyed chicken farms. The beef. In other words, they're trying to destroy the entire dairy industry. And they're trying to retrain the brain to accept artificial things. One of the fastest growing things right now is the production of artificial food. And they've been working on this for a long time. There was a video recently released about someone who had put a McDonald's hamburger into storage. I don't remember exactly the details, whether it was just vacuum packed or whether it was frozen. But the point is that they opened it up after some 15 years, and it was the same as when they stored it. It was all synthetic. And this was 15 years ago. There was one fast food chain that had an ad with someone that was professed to be a grandmother, an elderly lady. And she opened up the hamburger, taking the top of the bun off and so forth, and the lettuce and tomato. And she looked underneath, and it was a small piece of meat. And she said, "Where's the beef?" Well, if it was a McDonald's, there wasn't any beef. It was something synthetic. Here are some thoughts on how one can approach this topic to make an impact on the universal belief of evil and build a foundation of truth in one's own consciousness. And of course, if everyone did this, all of the evil would evaporate. It would be dissolved. It would have no effect on the population. No effect individually, collectively, or universally. But we just can't stand by and expect someone else to do our work for us. We have to be involved. And if we're not, hello, Dark Ages. Goodbye, freedom. One place that is always good to begin any treatment, and treatment, by the way, is not changing anything except individual consciousness. The Bible says we should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. In this case, all these things should be preserving or reestablishing, rediscovering, reactivating individual freedom. To be a good Christian, to be a good Christian Scientist, to have a moral standard that is at a high level. Mary Baker Eddy says, infinite progression is concrete being. Think of a mountain as being concrete. Although with the weapons they have today, they can blow it up. They can burn every tree. In fact, they've destroyed a goodly portion of our vegetation. vegetation creates oxygen. The individual breathes in the oxygen and exhales something that we are not supposed to be breathing. CO2, carbon dioxide. And that's what the vegetation lives off of. So there's a cycle. The vegetation creates life, and we use it for our individual energy. Of course, our real energy, our real life, comes from God. But do we even know that? Do we even know how to experience more life? Do we even know what life is? Life is not robbing banks. It is not killing people. It is not trying to change one's body from one sex to another. Life should be living the qualities of God. What are the qualities of God? Mary Baker Eddy defines God throughout the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. There are 600 pages that define what God is. And there's another 100 that are testimonies of people who have discovered what God is and had very wonderful healings as a result of their improved spiritual understanding about God and man and the relationship between God and man. The definition, as I said, is throughout the textbook, but one very specific place and a good place to start is on page 465 in the chapter entitled Recapitulation, where she asks the question, what is God? And then she answers it. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. All substance, intelligence. All energy, all capacity. The first word is incorporeal. God is not a body. God is qualities. The quality of creative ability, capacity, functionality, facility, intelligence, wisdom, knowing, action. These are all qualities of mind. Spirit is substance. Substance is flawless, transparent, reflective. It's the opposite of matter. Matter is opaque, doesn't reflect because it's opaque. It's not pure. Spirit is flawless. Matter is the opposite. It is flawed from beginning to end. What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. Are we going to shine light on the evil in order to expose it? Are we going to let the sun come in the swamp to dry it up? The swamp of evil thoughts? Are we going to let the light of truth shine in our consciousness? A third quality of God, besides mind and spirit, is soul. What is soul? Soul is sense, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. What kind of sense? the kind made out of matter? Are the organs in our head what enable us to see or hear? Do our nerves enable us to feel or taste or smell? Are all the important parts of our body conveyed by nerves from the brain throughout the body? Or are they omnipresent? Are the qualities of God omnipresent? Or were they all stuck in Jesus, one person? God is all there is. No one possesses anything. Everything of which there is a benefit of any lasting value is not inside a person, is not owned by a person. It's like the internet. Anyone can have access to it. It's like the number 7 or 3. The quantity is not limited. The symbol does not limit the quantity, because everything is within thought. Are we going to open the door? One of the most popular photos of Jesus, or painting, whatever it was him knocking on a door. He's knocking on the door of consciousness. Are we going to open it? The consciousness of God, the consciousness of goodness, the consciousness of abundance, the consciousness of perfection. We've got a choice. What are we going to do with it? So we have a taste of what mind is, what spirit is. Soul, since spirit is the only substance, then the senses of soul, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, must be spiritual. They're not based on matter. They're based on spirit. So our senses, if we're talking about the only senses that are real and not a mirage or a dream, really a nightmare, our senses, the real senses, are spiritual. They are transparent. They are reflective. They are without limit. Because everything with God is universal. That means really universal, not just through the planet of Earth, but all existence. Principle is system and structure. This is quality number 4. Now think of any quality of being infinite, so that no matter where you are, it is there and available. Are we going to let the qualities of God be our qualities? Or are we going to just hope that someone else does it for us? Jesus did one thing for us, and it certainly was not die on the cross. It was to be an example to show us that everything is possible with God. He was able to overcome the belief of sin, sickness, and death. He said he would return in the form of a comforter. In other words, he said, I will send you a comforter. the Comforter. And that's what divine science is. He didn't send us Mary Baker Eddy, a person. He sent us the idea of what she was representing. She was representing a messenger from God to deliver to us Christian science, the science of divine metaphysics. Something permanent. You don't need to have a book in your hand. Christian science is omnipresent. But we need to study the book so that we embed it in our thought. We must embed it in our thought. The ideas that are in there, the messages from God, the angel messages, we must embed it in thought. And the only way we can do that is if we practice it. We must utilize it. I took one of the people that I took a class from said, if you don't use what I'm teaching you, you will lose it. He said, the only way you'll remember anything is if you're doing it. What are we doing? Are we hoping the other fellow is going to do it? Are we saying that, well, Jesus died on the cross for us, so, you know, I don't have to die on the cross. Jesus carried the cross. I don't have to carry it. Yeah, look in the mirror. Tell yourself, no, not me. I don't have to do anything. It's already done. See how far you get. See how far you get if you're expecting someone else to do everything for you. You're not going to get anywhere. You can steal money. You can steal an idea from somebody. Like I said earlier, one agency in our federal government, they teach their people how to lie, cheat, and steal. You will carry that around in consciousness of your dishonesty, and you won't get anywhere. You can cheat on your partner in business. You could cheat on your family, on your spouse. You're not going to get anywhere. It follows you around. Until you transform yourself into a better person. You are forgiven as you are transformed. That's the only way you're forgiven. Forget someone saying, well, I forgive you. That means nothing. The court of law, you can kill somebody, and they may put you in prison for a certain number of years. And when you get out of prison, you think, oh, okay, I'm healed. I can start all over. Do it again. The inside, the thought has to be transformed. The consciousness has to be transformed. Suppose you buy a new house. Everything is empty, assuming you buy it empty. And you've got a truckload or maybe a whole, several truckloads of things outside that you're moving from another location. So you decide, okay, what am I going to put in this house and where am I going to put it? Are you going to pile all your clothes in an empty closet, or two or three or four empty closets, I don't know how many clothes you're talking about or how large the closets are. But if you don't have a structure in those closets where you keep things organized, you're going to have a mess. It's the same thing with your consciousness. If you don't have it structured, you're going to have a mess. Principle is the quality of God that refers to system and structure. Love is the quality of God that refers to plan and design. You have a blueprint on how you're going to organize the place? Or are you just going to do it on an ad hoc, and whatever thought comes to you at the moment you do it? And then you'll redo it later if you need to. Einstein was asked if he had 1 hour to live. If he didn't solve a particular problem, they said, how would you use that hour? How do you think he would use it? He said, I'd use 55 minutes figuring out the right question to ask to solve the problem. And then I'd take 5 minutes to solve it. So 55 minutes out of 60. It's a little less than 10%. 6 minutes would be 10%. So if he takes only 5 minutes to solve it, you know, a little less than 10% to solve the problem. But he had to take 55 minutes to prepare for it. If we're going to have a lovely home, we're going to have to take 55 minutes out of each hour that we work on that home to plan it. We have to structure our consciousness. Are we going to have this king-size filter before we let a single thought into our consciousness? We better. It better be a structured filter so we know what to put in the trash or what to deal with later, what to deal with immediately. If one works on goals and studies it, how to accomplish goals, one of the primary messages is you must plan what you're doing, or if you don't plan, you're really planning to fail. So you can make a plan and plan to succeed. For example, time management. How am I going to use my time? I need to learn about something new in my business. Am I going to do it, or am I going to hope that it works out? McNeil Young, who was considered the dean of teaching, the dean of Christian Science, because he was very successful. He said people would come to him to help them in a failing business, and he found the biggest problem is they did not know their business. We have to work on whatever level we are. If we're out earning money for a living, we better know what we're doing. We better know how to add and subtract if we expect to have any kind of a structure in our finances. People today are not even taught mathematics in school. A lot of them don't know how to read or write. They've had a conscious effort to dumb down America. In fact, really dumb down the world. so they can control you. If you're ignorant, you can be controlled much easier. You don't even know what independent thought is. I already talked about life a little bit. I said life is living the qualities of God. We can't live a spiritual life if we're going to be thinking about low morals. We can't benefit if we're not going to treat our neighbor the way we want to be treated. The topic is supposed to be America. Are we living the American life the way it's supposed to be? Are we exercising our freedoms? Are we expecting someone else to take care of it? Are we protesting if the people that are elected are abusing what is supposed to be the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? In fact, they've already taken that away. About 130 or 40 years ago, they changed it. They actually replaced the original Constitution and Bill of Rights with something that is giving all the power to the government. It has to be restored. Everything I'm talking about here, everything discussed in this recording, should apply to the topic of America. If we individually do this in our own consciousness and we're an example to other people and we talk to the receptive heart about it, thanks to the miracle of compounding, the problem will be solved. Can't be just one person out there. Even Jesus, as advanced as he was, he asked James, Peter, and John, when they went up into the mountain, to watch. He went up higher and to be by himself. When he came back, they were asleep. He said, can't you watch with me 1 hour? That was just a symbol. In other words, it meant continuity. It meant to continuously watch. Are we going to live the Christ consciousness? Are we going to live the God consciousness? Are we going to live the consciousness of perfection? Truth is number 6 on the list of the 7 primary qualities, and these represent the 7 days of the week. Truth is about motive. It's about being conscious of what we're doing. It's about being conscious of what God is. It's about being conscious of what man is and the relationship between God and man. If we don't even know what truth is from a spiritual viewpoint, I don't mean just the difference between 2 + 3 = 5 or 7 + 7 = 14 or 7 × 7 = 49. Talking about a much larger scale. We have a video on the website from a genius young man, who explains that we're dealing with 4 dimensions. Length, width, and height are three. And what's the fourth? The real dimension is spirit, not matter. So are we honest in our motive? That's truth. Are we trying to build a wall that's supposed to be straight, perpendicular to the surface, the horizontal surface? Are we trying to build a wall that's 90 degrees? Well, we made a mistake and it's 89 degrees. If you're building a skyscraper, where do you think of the top of that skyscraper is going to be if you're off 1 degree at the foundation? The top is going to be pretty low because it's going to fall down. If we're willing to make the effort, carry the cross, what that means is we have to experience the cross. We have to continuously filter out the evil, the matter, so we can stick to goodness and spirit, purity, flawless, and not accept an opaque thought that is thick as dirt. Number seven is love. So we have mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Love represents motherhood. What does that mean to you? Are we mothering the liberties that were given to us by the founding fathers of America? Are we working to give freedom to the president as an office? Are we fighting for the rights that we were originally given? Or when Congress tries to pass a bill to take away our freedom of speech or our guns? What are guns? It's a tool as a symbol to protect one's consciousness, which means that we have to reject hypnotism, mass mind control. That's what our guns are. It's our protection. Mary Baker Eddy says we've got to protect our door of thought like we would protect our door on our house and not let any thieves or murderers in. Well, that's our guns. That's our spiritual guns, our protection of our thought. Are we requiring the right to bear arms to protect our thought against evil? Or are we just letting the salesman get his foot in the door, and then he'll get his whole leg in, then he'll get his chest in, he'll come right on in? Do we think Jesus is going to take care of it? Jesus is a man, doesn't know you are a man or a woman or a child or whatever, or a dog or a cat. Don't depend on someone else doing what you should be doing. You should be a shining example so that others want to follow you. My dad said very little in coaching me, but he was a shining example. In retrospect, I wish he would have given me more of his wisdom verbally. But he was not doing that. But he was an example. He was as steady as a rock. He was a good provider for the family. He was in business. He said the best advertising you can have is a satisfied customer. He would do anything to satisfy a customer. He wanted a smile on their face when he gave them the money, when they gave him the money for the work he did. Very, very, that's one thing he told me verbally. He probably told me more than what I'm thinking about right at the moment. But he certainly was a wonderful example of what a husband should be, what a man should be that provides for a family, what a Christian Scientist should be. He studied every day. He required us all to take piano lessons. It was a good habit to form, to be doing something with consistency to have success. Well, nurturing, that's what love is. It's nurturing all the qualities so that you get to fulfillment, completeness. That's the mothering. That's what we have to do. Life is the fathering. Truth is the sonship. You could call it daughtership, although it really is generic. So in other words, the father teaches you, gives life to the qualities, and then you're supposed to be following his example. Of course, the real father is God. And the mother makes sure that you are caring for everything you're responsible for. And one of them, most important, is your own consciousness, your own thoughts. And if you care for your thoughts, you will have success, you will have fulfillment, you will have completeness. And if you utilize the qualities of plan and design, you will make sure that the plan and design of all of the qualities are in accordance with love. Love your neighbor as yourself. You have to love intelligence enough to use it. You have to love knowing and wisdom, capacity, capability. You don't sleep all day long. You got to get out there and do something. You've got to utilize your capacity, your capability. It's like a muscle. You use it and it gets more developed. You use your thinking, it gets more developed. You use your spirituality and it progresses. The beauty of compounding, the magic of compounding. Einstein made a statement about that, the magic of compounding. It's like a miracle. The Bible says, line upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. That's compounding. Make a very strong, comprehensive effort to learn something little today. Make a small improvement in your spirituality. Learn about it. Practice it. Exercise it. If you want to be a runner in competition, you exercise your legs, you're running. Use a stopwatch. Make sure you're improving. You have to have a system and structure. We have to have a system and structure with everything in our experience. Mary Baker Eddy said, often the difference between success and failure is how you use the moment. Are we thinking at all about America? Are we thinking about all the freedoms that we're supposed to be having? Are we discussing it with our friends? Are we appreciating what freedoms we have so they will grow? Are we demanding that we have the freedoms available that we were given in the original Constitution? Or we just let the government run all over us? Because if we do, everything's going to be government and nothing is going to be people. There won't be any freedom. They've already removed a lot of the freedoms of being able to practice Christian Science. The way they're going, you won't be able to practice Christian Science at all. They're putting chemicals in the food, in the water, to take away the natural things that we should all be able to benefit from. They've already removed the flavor from many foods. They don't taste like they used to. It's our fault. We're letting it happen. One step at a time. We're letting the criminals get by with it. We have to take a stand for America. We do that by taking a stand for ourselves. We have to take a stand in our consciousness to know what is right and what is wrong. And we don't accept what is wrong. A little lie becomes a bigger lie and a bigger lie. If a lady or man in the grocery store gives you the incorrect change, it doesn't matter whether they give you too much or too little. You should stand on principle. You should require it to be correct because it shows what your thinking is. Is your thinking sloppy or is it accurate? Are you generous? If you've got someone there that is helping you in the store, are you trying to return the appreciation in some way? It could be a simple thank you. It could be a big smile. It could be a number of different things. Love is doing the things that a mother would do for her child. Our thoughts are our children. What are we doing for our thoughts? Are we nurturing them? Are we disciplining them? Or are we letting the little thought run away, like the little child run across the street in front of cars? Are we protecting the thoughts? Are we insisting on the Second Amendment so that we can have our guns, which has already been stated here, letting us have the protection of our thoughts? Or are we just submitting to mass mind control? malpractice. Very quickly, the four operators, just like math has add, subtract, multiply, and divide, the four operators in the system of divine metaphysics is the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. The Word means the facts. Are we learning the facts about what mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love are? What do they mean? A book by Helen Wright entitled Your Divinity Revealed has a chapter on each one of those words. Believe me, if you understand what's in those seven chapters, the seven that are particularly for each of the seven synonymous terms, because there's more chapters in the book, believe me, you will have a much better understanding of what God is, because that's what God is. God are those seven qualities. Every book in the dictionary can be channeled to one of those seven or an opposite to one of those seven, which is a reminder to flip it. Genesis 2 is flipping Genesis 1. So every time we read Genesis 2, we got to think about, this is not the reality. This is not the real man. It says right in the beginning, there went up a mist. How much are you going to see in a mist if it's a heavy mist? How about have you ever been in a fog where you couldn't see your finger in front of your nose if you held it up there? I have. You're certainly not going to be driving in it if you're smart. So the Word is finding out the facts about God. What is the truth? What is God? What does mind mean? What does spirit mean? Soul, principle, life, truth, and love. What do those mean? How can I utilize those in what I'm doing? How can I think about those in relation to America? We have to know that the office of the president has the liberties to do what is needed to get the job done in an honest, moral, structured, disciplined manner. We're very fortunate that the man that is really the president and not the one that's advertised as the president is a genius. I've said this before, I believe he has a photographic memory. Remembers everything. He took a cognitive test because the opposition was trying to prove he was not capable of being president when he was in the office as being publicly the one in office. He's still the one in control because the last election was a total fraud. And when he took the test, he had a perfect score. Perfect score. The doctor that was administering the test asked him some very intricate questions about naming off a variety of things, and then he changed the order, and then later he asked him, what was the order of these things that I told you about 15, 30 minutes ago? He had a perfect answer. I'm convinced he has a photographic memory. I'm convinced that he is named in the Bible in prophecy. I'm not the only one. They're doing the forces, mesmerism of evil is trying to do everything possible to kill him. They've made, I don't know, something like 20 or 25 attempts on his life. They failed every time because he's representing truth. He's representing a mission from God directly for the world. if not the universe, because we are active on other planets. Okay, that's the word. The next one is the Christ. The Christ means that whatever comes our way, we translate it in spiritual terms. Jesus saw the perfect man. He didn't see a blind man or a dead man. He didn't see Lazarus as dead or Tabitha. He didn't see Mary Magdalene as a sinful woman. After the experience with Jesus, she became one of the most faithful ones of everyone in the Bible. She was at the cross. She was at the tomb. Saw that he had gotten out of the tomb, was still alive. She experienced that. So here it is. Considered as being one of the most sinful women, she was the star, along with John, the only one out of 12 disciples that was at the cross. He was on the island of Patmos, and Jesus appeared to him in the flesh and dictated the book of Revelation. It's all proven in the Bible. If you're follow the right path, and you don't skip over or skim over Bible verses that tell you that exactly. Robert Putnam, a genius of a Bible scholar, we have his works on our website, Robert C. Putnam. He lays it all out for you. He has 10 Bible lessons. Boy, if you know what's in those 10 Bible lessons, you know more about the Bible than almost every single person on earth. And you have it from a spiritual viewpoint, the viewpoint of divine metaphysics, of Christian Science. So, the book, Your Divinity Revealed, lets you learn about the 7 synonymous terms. And the 10 Bible lessons let you learn about the Bible. So, when we see America that looks like they're going into nuclear war, we better utilize the Christ and see the perfect America. If everyone would do that and see the perfect America in consciousness, there would be no nuclear weapons. There'd be no war. There'd be no conflict. The third operator is Christianity, and that means demonstrating that you do know something about what God is, what man is in the relationship, and that you can have a blind man or a stray dog that you see, and you immediately translate it to a spiritual reality. That's how Jesus healed. He saw the man as a perfect man, not as a sinning mortal man, like others did. And that's how he demonstrated healings that are considered miraculous. People didn't understand it. That's why they thought they were miracles. If you understand it, that's what Mary Baker Eddy gave us. She gave us the science of how to heal. The science. The fourth one is science. That's the word, science. Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The science. The science means that we are at a level where we are automatically seeing perfection. We're continuously living it. And that will rub off onto everyone around us. It'll be reflecting out into the universe of thought perfection. It's structured. It's protective, disciplined. It's living heaven on earth. The kingdom of God is within. Wentworth Winslow, also on our website, he said, think of yourself of being in a room. You have a phone that's ringing off the hook. And you've got a radio that's doing nothing but announcing one-way messages to you. Think of that as being tuned into the station KOG. Kingdom of God. This is what God is. God is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. God is intelligence. Are we using the intelligence of the mind of God? Or are we doing stupid things because we're not thinking? Are we letting the intelligence of God guide us? Are we planning in advance? Are we using the qualities of love? Are we treating everyone like we want to be treated? Are we following the two commandments of Jesus? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And are we loving our neighbor as ourself? The second commandment. Are we praying continuously? In other words, everything that we are thinking, saying, or doing, are we doing it in a Christly manner? Are we conducting ourselves self like Jesus would be? Mary Baker Eddy said he was the greatest man that walked on the earth. She didn't say he was God. A lot of people think Jesus is God. A lot of people wear a cross with Jesus hanging on the cross. Boy, I don't want to think of Jesus as being dead, blood streaming out of his arms. You kidding me? How could anybody think of that? Mary Baker Eddy thought of him as wearing the crown. She had a cross that she wore that had a crown on it, not Jesus hanging with nails in his arms or his wrists or whatever, through his hands. No. The Christian Science cross is the one with the crown. His ascension, ascending above the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. He wasn't limited because of nails going through the palms of his hands. No. Jesus was the greatest man that ever walked on the earth. We need to use his example. We need to keep his example to help us mold our own life. Mary Baker Eddy was a great example of love. She had everyone attacking her all the time. As soon as she passed out of consciousness in this visible world, they took her picture out of her own book. Can you imagine? They blew up all the statues that had been put up in her memory. She wasn't recognized really until a few years ago as one of the greatest of all 100 women in the world. Clara Barton, founder of the American Red Cross, you should read what she said about it. She's one of the authors, B-A-R, Be Like Boy, A-R-T-O-N, Clara Barton. She's on her website under authors. You ought to read what she says about it. How about Einstein? Look up Einstein. He's one of the authors on our website. See what he said. Einstein said, blessed art thou, referring to Mary Baker Eddy, because everything that is in this book, referring to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Imagine that. One of the greatest, famous, most famous physicists of all time. And he said, everything that is in this book. All the work that he did. He said, imagine a woman discovered this 80 years ago. He's saying that what he discovered that everybody else thought was wonderful, she had already discovered 80 years before that. Are we doing what we're doing, what we should be doing to protect America, to restore it back with its original liberties? If we're not doing it, we're not even going to have Christian Science available to us. We're not going to have the Bible available. They're trying to shut down all the churches. Why do you think in this so-called pandemic fraud that they did, they didn't want people to get together? They don't want any unity with anyone. They want to divide everyone all the time. They want you to wear a mask. It's like putting your mouth around the exhaust pipe of your car, breathing the carbon dioxide coming out of the engine. They want you to breathe the carbon dioxide, the CO2 coming out of your mouth, which is what plants need. Yeah. The whole thing about there never was a virus. There never was a COVID. That was all fraud. All a fraud. We need to be keeping America in our consciousness all the time. We need to be knowing. We need to be repeating to ourselves and encouraging others to think about preserving and restoring the liberties that we were given when this country was founded. Everybody is watching America. If America falls, they'll be able to take down every other country. Very easy. They'll follow like a sheep. If America gives up, the other countries know there's no hope. Because we stand for liberty. We don't stand for letting criminals come in this country and become citizens automatically without even knowing anything about the country or caring anything about the country. We have to have a discipline. We can't let the child run across the street in front of cars. We can't let illegal immigrants come through the border without going through the proper process and being something that will be adding to our country. We should let only people in that are going to add something to our country, not lie, cheat, and steal. There's plenty of things been given in this recording for thoughts on what you should be doing, how you should be thinking, how you should be acting and talking about America, about the president. The office of the presidency. Are you supporting the office of the presidency? Or are you trying to find a fault with somebody that has been selected by God to bring this country back as a leader? But we all have to be involved. A leader is not a leader unless there's participants. There have to be followers. Are we going to be a follower? Are we going to be a follower of Christ Jesus? Or are we just going to mourn the fact he was hanging on the cross? Herod had no idea what he was doing when he hung Jesus. Frederick L. Rawson, one of the greatest advanced spiritual man that ever walked on the earth also, he saw a load of rocks by way of an accident dumped on a man, totally covered him up. He could have been dead. Mr. Rawson saw this event take place and he said, "There is nothing but God." Five words. But he knew what they meant. He knew what God was. In fact, he knew how to bring about a healing with an individual before the individual even contacted him. retroactive healing, or treating backwards, he calls it, because he realized there is no time and there's nothing impossible to God. He did over 500 healings of just that, using that method to bring about a healing before the individual even contacted him to seek assistance for healing. One of the most spiritually advanced individuals ever to walk on the globe. Wentworth Winslow brought a boy back from the dead, or I should say the belief of death. Bicknell Young brought himself back from death due to drowning. All this information is on the website. Genesis 1 did not say God gave dominion to the government. We cannot comply if the government is breaking the law. If they're taking away our liberties, do not comply. Everyone has to be unified. You can't just be standing out there by yourself. You need to be talking to your friends, and if they agree with your line of thinking, then you have to, as a unified force, not comply with them ripping away your liberties. We have a wonderful, beautiful, perfect method to have a good life. We better take care of it. If we don't take care of our right to practice our own religion, we will lose it. God is all in all source, and all manifestation. We must learn more every day, a little bit every day, about God, man, and the relationship between God and man. Amen.